Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ayon sa panibagong pananaliksik, ang chronic fatigue ay isang sakit na nakakaapekto sa mahigit 200,000 Australiano at 75% dito ay mga kababaihan. Para sa mga nakakaranas ng kondisyon, mahirap ipaliwanag ang matinding sintomas ng sakit kumpara sa karaniwang pagod na nararamdaman ng iba. Sa ulat ni Brooke Young na isinalin sa wikang Filipino, ating himayin sa episode na ito ng Healthy Pinoy kung ano ang chronic fatigue. Ang simpleng pagbangon, paglalakad o pagsagot ng telepono ay nananatiling hamon kay Maddie Shields matapos itong ma-diagnose ng myalgic encephalomyelitis.
It's actually forced me to quit some of the things that I really like to do, just purely based on the fact that I'm so exhausted and I'm so fatigued after a day. Say it was a day of doing, I like to go like camping and hiking and things like that. By the end of the day, I'm just completely white. I've got headaches. If I've had a really busy day or a really stressful day, and I come home, I can be so tired that I get a bit like grumpy and frustrated at people, and then that's kind of putting a bit of a toll on my relationship.
Ang ME o karaniwang kilala bilang chronic fatigue syndrome o CFS ay isang complicated disorder kung saan nakakaranas ng matinding fatigue ang isang tao na maaaring magtagal ng halos 6 na buwan at hindi ito maipapaliwanag ng kahit anumang nakatagong medikal na kondisyon. Ang fatigue ay lumalala kung may mga physical o mental na aktibidad at hindi din nakakatulong ang pagpapahinga. Sinabi ni Binibining Shields sa SBS na na-diagnose siya ng kondisyon noong 2017 matapos siyang nagkasakit ng glandular fever. Aniya, isa sa hamon ay ang pagpapaliwanag ng kanyang kondisyon sa mga nakapalibot sa kanya.
It can be really frustrating in the fact that you try and explain to people, oh, I can't do that today because of my fatigue, or I'm feeling really tired today. And sometimes people can just have the mentality of, oh, well, everyone's tired, just kind of get on with it. And it can be a bit frustrating because it's not like I want to be missing out on things, and it's not like I want to be laying in bed and feeling the way I am.
Ang Emerge Australia ay isang not-for-profit na grupong naging pambansang boses ng mga namumuhay ng may MEFCS sa Australia. Si Dr. Richard Slaffel, ang medical director ng organisasyon at awardee ng Order of Australia Medal dahil sa kanyang mga trabaho ukol sa chronic at infectious diseases. Aniya, ang MECFS ay kadalasang nararanasan matapos ang isang viral illness.
It seems to start in a group of people that may have had an infection or some sort of trauma to in their health somewhere along the line, and they develop illnesses, and then a set of symptoms of fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, headaches, body pain, disturbed sleep, and a whole range of other bodily symptoms that they don't seem to recover from. And no other cause is found for this array of really disabling symptoms, and so it's really a diagnosis of exclusion.
Sinabi ng Emerge CEO na si Ann Wilson, mahalaga ang maagap at saktong diagnosis ng kondisyon. Ngunit aniya, mahirap itong matukoy.
We have no diagnostic biomarkers. There are no tests that can tell you early on in the piece whether you've got ME/CFS. And unfortunately, there are no treatments. So once people get very, very sick, the best thing that we are able to suggest is to conserve energy as much as possible, because ME/CFS is a very complex and disabling neurological disease that affects many parts of the body, including the brain, muscles, digestive, immune, and cardiac systems.
Lumabas din sa pananaliksik ng Emerge Australia na tinatayang 75% ng mga na-diagnose ng MEFCS ay mga kababaihan. 25% ng mga malubhang na apektuhan ng kondisyon ay nakaratay na lamang sa kama at hindi na makaalis ng bahay. nababahala siya na ang sakit ay hindi natututukan ng pamahalaan.
Tragically, many women are made to feel as though it's just all in their minds and actually doesn't exist, and that's largely because people don't know what to do with it. You know, rather than being put in the too hard basket, this is an area that really requires investment.
Bilang isang primary school teacher, sub-sub sa trabaho si Binibining Shields at kinakailangan niyang magdoble kayod upang makasabay sa demand ng trabaho. Umaasa siya na magkaroon ng malawak na kamalayan tungkol sa sakit dahil kadalasan ay hindi naiintindihan ng mga katrabaho niya ang kaniyang pinagdadaanan.
You can just feel really guilty that you're not kind of doing what you should be doing in your role. And I guess sometimes bosses or the people around you can make you also feel like you're not doing enough. And so just kind of getting rid of that stigma that we're not lazy is actually a real thing that we're struggling with.
Giit ni Dr. Slafel na ang unang hakbang sa paggamot ng MECFS ay ang pagkilala at pag-alam sa nasabing sakit.
Extremely important that all doctors in Australia recognize MECFS. It's not a psychological or psychiatric disorder. It's not a choice disorder. And that there are things we can do to diagnose it and understand it. And there's definitely, with the science we're developing, which will hopefully lead to evidence-based treatment, which is so important for these people.
Ang mga impormasyon na inyong narinig ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa iyong doktor tungkol sa mga usaping pangkalusugan. Laging isaisip na ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.